It seems as if every day there is some new disease or condition out there to get the human race, notwithstanding the hundreds of others that already exist. And although the world is caught up in coping with the latest superbug, there are always those conditions that seem to pass mutely under our radars whilst taking lives just as easily. One such condition is sudden cardiac arrest, or SCA, an electrical disruption in the rhythm of the heart where the organ suddenly stops beating and leads to sudden cardiac death. Victims normally pass out, lose consciousness, or appear lifeless, except for abnormal gasping, which may last for several minutes. SCA victims will experience 10 to 20 seconds of seizure activity or shaking of the arms and legs to begin with, and then the brain stops receiving blood and oxygen from the heart. It is important to note that SCA is not a heart attack, as a heart attack involves blockage of a blood vessel. Most heart attacks involve discomfort in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes or that goes away and comes back. The SCA victim is never awake during the onset and needs immediate help. If nothing is done, the victim will die within minutes. Sounds scary, right? What's even scarier is that 90% of people who experience SCA do not recover. Consultant physician, cardiologist, and chair of the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Dr. Andreen Chung, says during SCA, if heart function is not restored within the first 4 to 6 minutes, the brain will become damaged.
Can sudden cardiac arrest be treated? Yes. If it is witnessed and cardiopulmonary resuscitation is started immediately, it is possible that the patient can be saved. In addition to chest compressions and breathing for the patient, if you also have a device called a defibrillator, in which you can shock the heart out of that abnormal rhythm and restore normal rhythm, that's also possible to save lives. And then thereafter, you have to get the patient to hospital so that they can have continuing measures to preserve life.
Now, while it's always excellent to know what to do if a situation arises regarding SCA, Dr. Chung advises preventing sudden cardiac arrest in the first place. Like with most conditions, to be affected by it, you'd have to be exposed to certain risk factors over time. And as freakish as life can be, many times when persons end up ill in the case of non-communicable diseases, there are usually warning signs. Coronary heart disease is the most common risk factor for sudden cardiac arrest. And here comes the same reminder you may have heard somewhere in your past. An unhealthy lifestyle, which includes unhealthy eating habits and smoking, can lead to coronary heart disease and eventually SCA. Dr. Chung says screening for your blood pressure, blood sugar, and getting your heart checked are critical parts of preventing SCA in the long run.
But if you do find them, you need to manage your blood pressure, treat your blood sugar if you're diabetic. You need to maintain a healthy weight. You need to exercise regularly. You need to avoid cigarette smoking. Avoid excess alcohol intake. Those are the measures.
Dr. Chung also recommends that persons get regular physical exams from their doctor and check their blood pressure every 2 years or at each regular healthcare visit. Cholesterol, weight, and sugar checks should also be part of the process, as well as discussions on diet and exercise.
We don't ignore the children either, because all the processes that lead on to heart disease start in childhood or adolescence. They don't start when you're a grown person. So we need to make sure that we get our children moving, that they do regular exercise, that they themselves are screened if there's any underlying heart disease, that it is detected early, so that we can give appropriate advice as to how this child should be treated. And we also have to pay a lot of attention to our children's diets.
Consultant physician, cardiologist, and chair of the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Dr. Andreen Chung. Curbing fast food intake and sugar levels at an early age can also help to promote heart health. So, as the world turns, superbugs come and we try defeating them. Remember to take care of your body as best and as early as possible to reap the rewards in the future.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.